Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition of the show, and we're here, as we always are, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us on the phones at 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Torgo is out and about tonight. He has a comedy gig. He sort of moonlights as a comedian.
Yeah.
And so he's elsewhere.
I think it's not his full-time job.
He's actually very good at it, Manwich. I saw one of his gigs.
We went out karaokeing on Sunday night.
Yeah?
Yeah, he and I. We did the Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million.
Okay.
Kind of did a little routine with that.
Are you going to go out again this weekend?
I don't know if he's up for it. I go to the 8-Ball and sing karaoke every Sunday night.
So, 800-259-9231, you can talk to us about anything, whether it's karaoke or a serious political issue, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got live streaming for you, and that includes a broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. It's all free at freetalklive.com, so go and take advantage of that.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
That's freestateproject.org. It's always good to repeat those things twice.
Yes.
Hey, this is, again, the show about your calls, so we start. If you've got calls, we go to them. Let's talk to Martin in Michigan. Martin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys, I got a quick thing before I get to my main point.
Yes, sir.
Monday, I'll be going to my first Libertarian Party meeting.
Ooh, get ready, because there's probably going to be a lot of sitting around and debating over minutiae.
Probably.
Hopefully that won't happen, and maybe you've actually got an unusually active Libertarian group that actually does things. You'll find out Monday, I guess.
Well, let's hope so. I've been kind of like Manwich. I was a Republican who didn't agree with everything for a long time, and been listening to you guys for about 6 months and kind of opened my eyes to a few things, so...
Cool.
Going to try to find a new way of things.
Great. It's certainly worth checking out your local Libertarian group just to see what the people are like there. I mean, you won't know until you go, so I got my fingers crossed for you, Martin.
Okay, and the reason I'm calling, in Michigan just last week, we now have officially placed all the Sudafed behind glass doors and
you
have to have a pharmacist to get it because, you know, that stuff can kill you.
Yeah. Does it feel safer?
Well, it's not that it could kill you. It's their alleged reason for doing this is because it can be processed into methamphetamine.
Well, I wrote my state rep to find out how he voted on the issue because I was really curious.
Mm-hmm.
And he got back to me and told me that he did support this bill, and the reason being that he stated was that meth use is on the rise in Michigan. And his facts for that were... based on the rise in the number of meth labs that have been busted in the last 5 years. Each year it went up. I responded to him, of course, that doesn't prove any more use. It just proves that it's being targeted more by law enforcement.
Right.
But I have not heard back from him as to that yet.
Yeah. I'm surprised he even got back to you.
He doesn't really have any time to be answering your silly questions.
Yeah, you asked too many questions, Martin. One's enough.
I knew the guy before he got elected, so
really?
I expected him to get back to me, but... I kind of knew how he would vote before he told me.
You know, as though this is going to put a stop to it. You could ban selling Sudafed altogether. You just ban it. And it would not put a stop to methamphetamine.
Well, you're going to see trucks that are on their way to pharmacies being hijacked for their Sudafed.
Yes,
it's all going to go underground.
They're already doing that for oxycodone, OxyContin, all those things. They're getting hijacked.
And I was also thinking what they've done here is a limit of two doses, I believe two boxes of Sudafed or something like that. Anyway, kind of little civil disobedience. What if we got 50 or 60 people together, all bought our two boxes and stood in the parking lot and handed them out to people for free?
So what? Before you go on that line of thinking, what is the requirements? They're in a glass. They're behind bars or behind glass or whatever. You have to get a pharmacist to get them. Do you have to sign for it? Do you have to show identification for it?
I believe the way they wrote it was if it's not behind glass, if they do keep it on the counters, then you have to show ID.
Huh.
If it is under lock and key, you can get your 48 doses or whatever it is.
It just seems to me that if you're going to be cooking up some meth. I don't know if you're going to want to go, and I can't imagine that people that cook meth go into Walmart and buy up all of the Sudafed on the shelves. Don't you think they have better connections than that as far as getting the pseudoephedrine or whatever it is that they use?
You would think that that would raise a few eyebrows, a guy buying a case of Sudafed in Walmart. But
it might just.
Well, yeah, you would think, but it would seem to me that that wouldn't be the most effective way to go out and get the, you know, the raw materials that you need to create methamphetamine. I'm sure you can do it that way, but then you have, you know, then you have to boil it down, you know, extract the pseudoephedrine somehow, and then take that and make your meth. There must be some way to, you know, tap into the source, and I'm sure the black market knows exactly how to do it and exactly where to get it, and once you get involved in that business, you figure it all out. Thankfully, I have not had to, you know, the time to think about that, as I'm not manufacturing methamphetamine.
Well, lucky for all of us, the government is looking out for us to keep us safe.
Oh, yeah, they're protecting the children.
As long as you don't get a runny nose or a cough, you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's so silly. So
not only are we victimized by the government's war on drugs, by, you know, being our lives being endangered every day, now we can't buy Sudafed freely.
Right, but it's to protect the children, man, which is so,
you know,
okay.
Here, what they're doing also, if the pharmacy closes, you cannot get it from anyone else. So most stores, even if they're open until 10 or 11, the pharmacy closes 6 or 7 o'clock.
Yeah, right? Good point.
So I'm going to have to explain to my 3-year-old why her runny nose is going to have to keep going because we're supporting the war on drugs.
Hey, you said you used to be a Republican, Martin.
I did.
Back in your Republican days, were you for the war on drugs?
Not. I didn't give it much thought, but
right.
No. I was more a Republican who was pro-choice.
Got
because
it.
I think I bought into the party line of less government,
mm-hmm.
and with you guys' help, I realized that they talk about less government, but I never see it.
Yeah, just doesn't
all
exist.
All I see is erosion of freedoms.
Why was it that you had to tune into Free Talk Live to, I mean, you mentioned with your guys' help, why was it that you had to tune into us to key into that?
Well, I think it focused, like I said, I never gave much thought. I pretty much thought, you know, leave people alone.
Right.
Let them do what they want to do, but I really...
Unfortunately, that doesn't apply to the Republican politicians that you elect. You can't just let them do what they want. You have to actually pay attention to them.
But they give the lip service about smaller government and
right.
less taxes. You know, my taxes are less under Bush than they were under Clinton, but where are they going? I'd rather keep them here giving us freedom instead of giving Iraqi people freedom.
Well, then that's even questionable as well. As to
you know, I served in the military and did all that stuff, but I've opened my eyes in the last 6 months.
Well, Martin, we're glad you're out there, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Keep listening. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's always interesting to hear people's, you know, political development,
yeah.
if you will. We had someone else who called in last night who was a former Republican, became a Libertarian, and then went all the way to anarcho-capitalist, for instance.
Well, I would have to say that I think most people are a product of the things they hear and read
right.
and experience in the political arena. I think that most people start on, you know, even if you're a small government guy, I don't think I was really a small government guy until I read, you know, like Imprimis from Hillsdale College. And I'm like, yeah, small government makes sense mm-hmm. to me. It really does. And then more and more, you know, you experience this stuff, and then you know, you start reading some of the Founding Fathers' works, or at least excerpts of them, and pretty soon you're of the opinion, wow, these Republicans aren't doing anything like they say they're doing.
You know, what's most amazing to me is when you come across people who very clearly don't believe in small government, and even if you put in front of them the bare facts, and that is that government is force. Government is violence.
Mm-hmm.
It uses force on people to extract money from them, and then it uses that money for whatever, you know, whatever it wants.
Yeah.
And even when you put those obvious facts in front of people, they don't believe it. They just don't understand or believe it.
Wait, but nobody's getting shot for not paying their taxes. That's because
right.
everybody's paying them.
Right. But even if you show them crystal clear, to you and I, it'd be crystal clear.
You don't have to get shot if you cooperate with the police.
Right.
But why should I cooperate with the police?
Right.
They're doing something wrong.
More coming back. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Bring up whatever you want. Personal issue. You got a political thing you want to go off on. You got a rant, something on your chest. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online. Check out the bulletin board system where we have over 30,000 posts.
Wow, really? Over 30,000?
That's right. That's a lot of posts for you to surf around.
It sure is.
And there's almost 700 people interacting
now, with 30,000, we don't even have to like give the actual number. We don't have to go 31,000, 32,000 anymore. We just say over 30,000 until it gets over to 40,000.
Just
run it like that.
It actually won't be long. I mean, it's amazing. I'm actually listening when I clean.
There's a lot of people on there.
When I clean the house, when I'm driving around, I listen to the archives. Mm-hmm. And I'm way back in April. And it's so interesting just listening to 3 months ago, and we were only at 10,000
really
just then. And so it's kind of fun listening to the show grow from 3 months past. Anyway, take control of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us, of course, online. The bulletin board system is free, just like everything is, at freetalklive.com. So let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk to Clayton in Wisconsin. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Good evening.
Hello,
sir. I got two questions for you guys.
Yes.
Now, number one, why hasn't George Orwell's 1984 ever been made into a movie?
I believe it has.
Has it?
I believe it has.
Animal Farm was, I know.
That is a good question. Ask question number two. Let's assume check.
It hasn't.
What do you two gentlemen and your listeners think of conspiracy theorists?
Well, hold on to that, because 1984, directed by Michael Radford, was actually, appropriately enough, made in 1984, starring John Hurt as well as Richard Burton. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
It is available. Maybe you should check. It looks like it's on DVD as well, so check with your Netflix or whatever.
All right. I was just asking that because my manager at work had asked me, you know, why hasn't it ever been made into a movie? And I haven't really looked it up myself. Yeah.
Now you can sound smart.
I'll cite my source on this too. It's the Internet Movie Database, so it's definitely accurate.
I got it off newspeakdictionary.com.
Yeah. All right. So the other question was, how do we feel about conspiracy theorists?
Yes.
The actual people that spread conspiracy theories?
Either that or bring the conspiracies to light.
Well, I'd say that
Alex Jones.
We have a lot of conspiracy theorists who listen to this show. I don't often listen to Alex Jones' show just because it's not easy for me to listen to. I work during the day, and then we do this show in the evening.
Yeah.
I have listened to it. I think he has some interesting stuff that he brings on there, and certainly it gets you thinking. But what I'd like to say on that is everybody's got their threshold for what level of conspiracy they're willing to believe. Some people believe the Bilderbergers are taking over the world, and they want to enslave us all as their mindless minions. And some people believe that the little lines that airplanes make are in fact contrails being dropped by the government.
Chemtrails.
Right. Whatever. And some people believe that there's, we space aliens that we're descended from, and sometimes they come and visit us and probe farmers out in Wyoming.
Right.
And then there's some people that believe in the Yetis, and, you know, at some point or another...
Like you whack job.
What? I do believe in Yetis, yes. Everybody's got their threshold, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
All conspiracy theorists even believe that there are whack jobs out there.
I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about these things. I don't think there's anything wrong with these people bringing them up. But I think it's, personally, I believe it's the wrong approach. And I think there's a lot of good information. I think Alex Jones is somebody who really believes in freedom, from what I've seen at least, from most of his positions. And I respect what he's trying to do. It's just totally different from what we try to do here on Free Talk Live. We talk about issues. We talk about how government doesn't work, how everything it touches turns to dust, basically. And so we try to focus on the more concrete, real issues rather than just kind of the pie in the sky, however accurate some of it might be. And I do, I've reviewed some of the materials myself, and I think a lot of it's pretty interesting, and I think some of it is very accurate. Some of the stuff that they talk about was reported by major media, but, then kind of swept under the rug. So a lot of it's fascinating to look into. It's just not something you want to lead with when you're trying to recruit people to liberty.
You know, one of the wonderful things that we have here in Wisconsin is an organization called the John Birch Society.
Okay.
It's based in Appleton, Wisconsin.
I've heard of them. Are they a gun rights group? I'm not sure.
They're a gun rights group, and they also get the U.S. out of the U.N., get rid of the United Nations policies, controlling land.
Sounds good to me.
All that kind of wonderful stuff. It's actually kind of along the lines of conspiracies. However, they're biased. A lot of their authors are biased.
What do you mean?
I've read I can't remember the name of the book or the author, but it was on the local Agenda 21, which was the land use control policies from the United Nations. And a lot of the information that I had gotten from the Wisconsin DNR and from our legislature and all that, it wasn't contained in the book.
Okay, I'm missing the point, I guess.
It was beating around the bush.
About what?
Land use control policies.
So he was suggesting that the UN controls the land? I'm missing the point.
No, no. What happens is the United Nations think tanks come up with the policies.
Uh-huh.
Then they hand them down to the federal level.
And someone enacts them.
Yeah.
Kind of like they're doing with Codex right now, the food supplement controls, that
yeah,
sort of
they,
thing.
They pass it through Congress.
Right.
And then it goes to the states.
Okay.
And then the states give pass it as law, and then it's given to the counties.
Right.
And then the counties are given information such as, you know, they're told that it's their policies.
So effectively what you're saying is the policy comes down from the UN. They're written by UN bureaucrats, and then they're actually enacted as though they were original ideas by the American bureaucrats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either that or they, you know, they pretend that it come from such as the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, that sounds about right. So what's the issue, I guess? I'm not quite sure what the, you know, your concern is or what we're supposed to be worried about or concerned with.
Well, I'm just trying to keep everybody's mind on, you know, on track.
Right. Well, I mean, if something pops up, you know, the liberty organizations out there like DownsizeDC.org, they're keeping track of this kind of thing. I mean, they let us know that the new Codex thing was under the CAFTA heading,
which is now voted in.
Which they just voted in. And so, you know, there are people that are keeping their eyes on this, Clayton. So stay tuned to Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, I understand why he's concerned about that. Nobody wants, I don't think anybody in their right mind would like the UN to be writing laws for Tennessee or Michigan or anything like that. And I'm sure that's the way it works. I mean, somebody's got to write all this crap. These laws that are hundreds and hundreds of pages long. Sort of makes sense. Anyway, you can take control of the show.
I'll tell you, there's no more ineffective governing body than the United Nations.
Yeah.
Now, every once in a while, they come up with something that they try to implement.
Well, the bigger the governing body, the less effective it is.
Yes.
The more bureaucratic and the slower it is and the dumber it is. I mean, you can look at it. I mean, you've got your local city governments are, you know, they're pretty ineffective and they're sort of slow and yeah, they're still bureaucratic. It gets worse at the state level. It's horrid at the federal level. And I can't even imagine how bureaucratic and inefficient the UN is. I don't think they get anything done, do they? What are they worth? Are they worth anything? they're just there for control, and they're just there to allow other countries to control countries that aren't their own, and that's pretty un-American. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live to control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. J-Lo may come to mind when you think of belly buttons, but my thoughts wander to Peru and to some amazing roads. Now don't wonder or wander, because I'll tell you why when I come back. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com. J-Lo knows the power of a belly button, but the Incas thought of it first. Cusco, Peru was known as the belly button of the 14,000-mile Incan road system, which crisscrossed the Andes east to west and ran north to south from Ecuador to Chile. Designed to relay messages via runners to the outreaches of the Incan Empire, the road system featured an inn every 20 miles, or one day's journey. In the 1500s, the invading Spanish planned to use the sophisticated system to easily conquer the Incas after the fall of its belly button, Cusco, but found they were challenged by the arms and legs of the roads that traversed high elevations in the Andes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG Coolant Flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG Coolant Flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Ben Mitch.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got archives. The last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. You don't have to provide any contact info or credit card info. It's just free. You just go and get them. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and then we'll automatically deliver them to you. It doesn't get easier than that. freetalklive.com on the house. So, emails, Manwich. We've been kind of catching up on emails here over the past few days. So many good ones have come in. Sometimes it's hard to pick which ones to read on the air. Well, here's one that's a little bit critical. Ooh, Free Talk Live. We like that kind of stuff, yes. FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address. This one from John. He says, hi, on your broadcast of 72205, David called in to complain about the Electronic Software Ratings Board re-rating of the game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and the subsequent pulling of the game from the shelves by retailers belonging to the Interactive Entertainment Merchants Association. This presented a prime opportunity for Ian to reiterate his previously stated position that the best and, in fact, the only logical solution to displeasure with a business's actions is to use the marketplace and never the government to entice desired changes by that business or industry. This is exactly what the Parents Group and the Entertainment Software Watchdog Group did. So he's suggesting that this was the market in action, that pulling Grand Theft Auto from the shelves was a result of the free market, a result of, you know, people protesting and boycotting and that sort of thing. And I'm all for that. I really am. I'm all for boycotting products that you don't agree with and refusing to shop at stores that carry them. Got no problem with that. However, that's not quite what happened here.
Okay.
He goes on to say, if liberty and responsibility were really the goal of Free Talk Live, then this type of market action would have been not only accepted, but applauded.
Does he, in fact, know what our goals are, then?
He seems to know what yeah.
The guy's pretty good.
Ian should have got up on the table and done a dance while singing at the top of his lungs, I told you so, I told you so. He should have put his arm around these groups and let them know that, again, government is the problem and not the solution, and that these groups have just proved it to themselves, and that they should join forces with for market control rather than government control. For without any government help or intrusion, the marketplace provided a solution, each party free to do what they felt was best for themselves. Aha! That is the problem.
Okay.
Because this wasn't a fully marketized solution. What happened was the Electronic Software Ratings Board, the ESRB, changed the rating on Grand Theft Auto to adults only. At that point, then the market responded and said, ooh, well, we can't sell an adults-only game. Let's pull it off the shelves. Okay, that was a market response. So but the Electronic Software Ratings Board changing the rating had nothing to do with the marketplace and everything to do with threatened legislation on the part of the government.
Now, didn't the parents get the ESRB to change the rating? I thought that's what he was alleging.
They were the government was, I'm sure the parents were saying something to the ESRB as well, but the primary motivating factor, to my mind, from what I've seen of the case so far, was that there were politicians like Hillary Clinton and others that were on their podiums pounding their pulpits about how this is an outrage and the Software Ratings Board better do something or we're going to pass legislation that does it for them.
Yeah, there was some representative that was involved in this, I remember reading.
Yeah, it was the same situation as back in the 90s when the government came in and threatened, and then they formed the Software Ratings Board.
Yeah.
And here they are 10 years later threatening them again, and so therefore the ESRB said, okay, we'll change it to AOO, we'll change it to an adults-only rating. At that point, then the market responded and pulled the game off the shelves. It was not something based on parents complaining to the ESRB.
Hey, I think you're just not in possession of all the facts on this one.
Exactly. However, he's right. I mean, there have been times in the past on Free Talk Live when I have actually said, this is good. I may not agree with it.
Yeah.
I don't specifically remember what the situation was, but I remember when, you know, some group of zealous Christians managed to boycott something, and I said, great, that's the marketplace. You should be free to boycott these things. I don't agree with it personally. I'll continue buying this product, but you're welcome to stop, and here's the result.
You didn't advocate the legislating of teaching the Constitution in schools where I did.
That's true. However, in a zeal to diss on those with morals, the show hosts showed that their true objective is to not encourage liberty of all and the inclusion of all in the liberty movement, but to condemn those with family values and to the free market solutions that they arrived at. This will bring stupid senators like Hillary out of her closet with a brand new legislation proposal on how to screw over the public once again. She needs your help. You can do your part by showing those of faith that their opinions have no place in a society of liberty and must be fought against. Why would you want to push them into her camp? What did you do? Attend public school? John, you haven't been paying attention. Hillary was one of the senators who was pushing for legislation against the ESRB. The Democrats are... I've got another story about... And we've got calls coming in, but I got another story that maybe will fit in tonight about a 25% sales tax on pornography. This is being rammed through by the Democrats. They're all talking about protecting the children. Does that mean they have family values now that they didn't have before, John? Are you the only one with family values? Can you have family values and still appreciate sex?
Sure.
Well, as he's suggesting here, that we don't have morals. He actually said in here that with our zeal to diss on those with morals, suggesting that we don't have any since we're dissing on people who do.
Different ones, I would say he's probably saying.
Yeah. So is your set of morals correct, John, and ours is wrong? I'm sure you feel that way. I don't personally care what your morals are.
As long as he doesn't want to legislate them.
Yeah, and if this really was, I mean, if the ESRB wasn't threatened by the government, and it really was just parents that got them to change the rating, great. I'll still come out and say I disagree with it. Just because the market does something doesn't mean I have to personally agree with it. I got a talk show. I'm going to say what I think. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to...
A big man.
Let's talk to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, hi, guys. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
How much time do I have before the next break?
Oh, I don't know. We'll let you know when you're
okay.
Running low.
Well, you said any subject matter goes par for the show.
Yes, sir.
So I figured some interesting stories to tell you.
Good.
Some years ago, we had a girl working at the front desk in our office.
Uh-huh.
And she left to go home that evening at 6 o'clock, and she had saw what she thought was a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes in Monday morning, and she started telling people what she saw. And, of course, everyone's laughing and pointing fingers at her.
Sure.
So I said, wait a minute, let me talk to this girl. So I go over to her and I say, look, it's only been Friday, here it is Monday. Why don't you draw to your best ability? She said it was right above her car.
Right.
Okay? So I says, draw to the best ability, and I tape this picture on my cabinet wall. It stayed there for 7 years. 7 years later, I'm watching the show Sightings, and you're probably familiar with the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The picture matched.
What did it look like?
It looked like an acorn-shaped thing with colored lights coming out of it. That's what she described it.
So now, was it big?
Oh, yeah. She said it was plenty big. It was
big old acorn.
Yeah.
Huh. So now, how did that make you feel?
I was shocked. I was really shocked. Now, last month, one of my friends came over to get some electronic equipment repaired. So we loaded up his car.
Right.
And I'm standing in front of his driver's side window, and he's looking up at me, and we're talking back and forth. So he takes his eyes away from mine, and he says, what the heck is that? So I turned around, and there's this silver round disc that's sitting there in the sky doing nothing. It moved, didn't do anything.
Whoa, dude.
That's weird.
Amazing.
Wow, that's...
My first
you know,
experience.
My dad really believed in this kind
hang
of stuff.
On, hang on, Harry, all right? Hang on. 1-800
Give us a call on the wild card line. 1-800-259-9231.
More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Whether it's political or, as we're talking right now, to Harry in New Jersey,
a UFO story.
Yeah. I'm going to lose you guys for a while.
What's going to happen?
You're going to go away from C-band.
Oh, no. Oh, right. I thought the mothership was sitting out interfering rays. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. So Ted Anderson called me back this afternoon.
Oh, you're talking to the president.
Yeah, so he said, look, he's a nice guy, you know, well-mannered, and he says, go over 137 degrees west, and you can pick up a single channel per carrier. But I'd have to buy a SBCP receiver.
You're going way over the heads of 99.99% of the listeners right
and,
now.
And half of the show hosts.
Let's let me clarify what you're saying. Let me translate here for everybody else, Harry.
Well,
you're listening on C-band satellite, which is the big old 12-foot dish, or I don't know how many feet it is. It's
right,
big.
Right.
You know, the old 1980s style kind of satellite dish. And the Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate, is on two satellites at the moment. They're on Starguide, which is the way most of our radio station affiliates pick up the show. and which is kind of like the new digital satellite.
Right.
And then they're also on the C-band satellite, Galaxy 13. Well, that's going away within about a month's time. That's what you're referring to, and you're
right.
saying there's some sort of alternate method
for
C-band listeners?
Yeah, there's another channel all the way over to the west.
Hmm.
It's as far west as you can go.
Okay.
And apparently, Tim Edison called me back and he says, you can get a special receiver and you can pick up our show after we go off C-band. They'll still be on C-band, but they'll be on a different type of carrier.
Hmm. Got
okay?
it. Well, you'll have to get us those details, or I'll have to get those details from Ted so I can post them on our website, but we can't really get into much more info than that. So all of our C-band listeners, stay tuned to the freetalklive.com website. We'll get that info up there for you. So, Harry, you were telling us you had this little experience where you saw some silver disc in the sky. You and your friend saw it at the same time, right?
We both saw it at the same time.
How big was this thing?
It was way in the distance, about, I'd say, maybe 8 or 10 miles to my west. Okay?
Right.
So,
you said it just sat there?
Just sat there, didn't move. Did not
how
move.
Long did you watch it for?
About 15 minutes.
Do you still talk to this friend of yours?
Yeah.
I would imagine that's the kind of thing that keeps a couple of guys friends for life.
Hmm.
Oh, see a big giant disc in the sky.
His eyes got as big as silver dollars when he saw it.
Right.
And I turned around because I was facing him, and there it was. Just sat there and watched it.
That's amazing.
Hmm.
So, do you think they're still out there, Harry?
I don't know. I want to see proof right in front of my face before. I make a decision.
I'm with you on that.
A big silver disc in the sky is proof enough for me.
No, wait.
It would be for me.
It's still a UFO. It's an unidentified flying object. You don't know what the hell that thing is.
You show me a big silver disc,
it's proof there's a disc in the sky. Of course, you're the same guy that believes in the Yeti, so...
I do believe in the Yeti.
Doesn't take much to convince Manwich.
Why in the world couldn't there be a primate living in the Pacific Northwest?
There could be.
There you go.
Okay, it's possible. It's unlikely, but possible.
I used to watch a show called ET Monitor. On C-band satellite. It was broadcast out of York, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And it was a show, you know, would inform people about what's going on out there and what people see and stuff like that. And he was getting information from friends of his at an observatory in California. So every week when he came up on the show, he would tell us about meteors or things that were in the sky that were coming mm-hmm. close to our direction. Well, one came, he would give information, and one came between us and the moon at about 100,000 miles.
And so?
So apparently the show lost a lot of money. And they went off the air, and I missed them.
So what are you going to do?
But it was an interesting show, you know.
They were only on C-band? You couldn't get them on any major networks, huh?
Well, if you lived in Pennsylvania, you can get them on a religious channel.
Wow.
Pennsylvania, but they were also on
C-band. Why don't the aliens just land somewhere and come out? I mean, if they're really out there doing all this stuff, why don't they just, come on, land the ship, come outside. Sure, you're going to freak some people out, but at least then we'll know for sure. What's with all this kind of hiding out stuff that they're supposedly doing?
I don't get it.
It's the prime directive.
And my favorite thing that, actually another talk show host, I'll give him credit, Lionel, he always asks, why do they have headlights? What do they need lights on their craft for at all? You know, if they're coming from some other universe, they're flying across the galaxy to get here, allegedly to, you know, spook people and, you know, and abduct them, what do they need the flashing lights for?
Well, I believe in our maker, but I believe in hard proof.
Right. There's none of it. There's no hard proof.
None.
Right.
None.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Okay.
800-259-9231. Interesting. I mean,
interesting stories.
Well, what I find interesting is that he's somebody who's into it. Obviously, mm-hmm. I mean, he's watching the ET television show, and
he's not ate up by it.
And he's had a personal experience of mm-hmm. seeing something in the sky. But yet, at the same time, he is someone who says, "I gotta have proof." Okay, I saw it. I saw it a few miles off. I saw something a few miles off. But to believe in aliens or to believe that they're actually here, I need something hard.
You know, a big silver disc would be enough for me.
Let's go to Joy in North Carolina. Joy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, I am so impressed with your show.
Thanks.
Boy, you're easily impressed, Joy, but we appreciate it.
What part in particular?
Well, all of it.
Okay, go ahead.
I just found you guys. I've been a long-time libertarian from,
excellent.
Like, 1980 on.
Jeez. Great.
So,
you've been a libertarian my whole life, Joy.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. The first election I ever voted in when I was 18, I came in as a libertarian.
Wow. How did you find Free Talk Live?
Just searching the web.
Really?
And I just got lucky.
Well, that's fantastic.
They weren't that easy to find, actually.
Get lucky with Free Talk Live.
Now, I know there's something that you actually want to talk to us about, right, Joy?
Yes.
All right, I want you to hang on. Be very patient. I know it has to do with voting rights, so we will get into that. 1-800-259-9231. Did I mention we love our female listeners here on Free Talk Live?
I know what we're going to hit Joy up for when
Joy,
we come back.
While we're away for a moment, go check out freetalklive.com. Look at the Shrine of Female Listeners. We'll ask you about that when we come back. More on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com, sacrowedgy.com, sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show, bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on the site there, and you can sign up for our updates, and then whenever there's something fresh to inform you about with the show, you'll get it in your email box. So go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of that. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. This is the show about your call, so let's talk to Joy in North Carolina. Joy, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey.
So is this your first show, Joy, or have you listened to a few archives before calling in?
I'm a first-time listener, but I have listened to your archives. I'm a first-time caller, listened to your archives.
Fantastic. And you didn't find us too long ago. You said you were just kind of Googling around. And what did you do? Punch in, Libertarian Talk Radio? How did you find us?
Actually, I think you were linked through either Cool Party or through Bureau Crash, one of those.
Maybe Bureau Crash. I think we've had some involvement with them. But we're glad you're here now, and you said you've been a long-time libertarian, and I'm sure you had something you want to talk about. What's on your mind?
Well, I occasionally call in to C-SPAN, and I always right off identify myself as a libertarian and call in on the other's line. Well,
right.
Today I was very angry because absolutely no other party people were queued in.
Hmm.
When they had Jesse Jackson on this morning about voter rights,
mm-hmm.
which kind of dances around the real issue, which is ballot access.
Okay.
And I was trying to attempt to get in so that I could bring up that point, that what are your rights worth if your candidate can't be on the ballot or is not legally recognized as being a valid candidate, even as a write-in?
Do you have a real bad situation there in North Carolina?
It's the second worst in the United States as far as access to the ballot. Oklahoma almost outlaws third parties, so
we're not
as bad as Oklahoma. But
now, you know, the funny thing about Oklahoma is convicts can vote in Oklahoma.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you can be in prison and vote, but you're only going to vote for a Democrat and a Republican. What a screwy state that is.
Wow.
Yeah, but North Carolina's right up there with, we either had to come in with 10% of the vote in the governor, president, or Senate race.
To get on the ballot?
Or we were automatically kicked off the ballot for the next election.
When you say kicked off the ballot, does that mean you cannot run any candidates, or you just can't run candidates as libertarians?
We can't run any candidates.
Oh, my gosh.
To be a write-in candidate, to be an independent, you have to garner as many signatures as a political party.
What are you still doing in North Carolina?
On the area where you're, if you're like running for city council or something, it'd be like 10% of that city's.
I mean, that's insane. It's crazy. No third party is going to be able to just scrounge up 10% of the, you know, 10%
no
of the
way.
Vote. It's just not possible. Why are you still in North Carolina? Why don't you get up to New Hampshire, Joy?
Really, seriously, have been looking into going to New Hampshire, but I've looked at the real estate, and unfortunately, and this is really sad, is that almost everything I could afford to buy is restricted. So, like, camping only, or you have a cabin on it, and it's restricted. You can't actually live there. You're restricted to live there for, like, half the year.
There are some places, there are some places in New Hampshire where there's no zoning whatsoever. So maybe, you know, maybe that's something worth looking into. I mean, where there's no controls over property.
Right.
And check out the Free State Project if you haven't been there yet at freestateproject.org.
And when you join, use my name.
And Joy, call us back sometime, okay? We do it 6 nights a week, so we want to hear from you again.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Hour number two is on the way. As I mentioned before, Manwich, there's a proposed 25% tax on pornography.
What?
We'll come back to more.